Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dory, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
We'll be right back.
this is confusing the hell out of me, I'll tell you what. But venture forth. I don't even know if anybody in the audience can actually hear me. That's the funny part. What if you gave a podcast and no one was there to listen? Oh, jeez. This is off to an ups. There is no... You're in the chat, man. You're...
You're in the chat!
It's hard to explain. Oh, well. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend, not quite as psychotic as my own. And that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you on that path. Let's see. We're just going to go with the old guys. Tonight's, it's been so long nobody remembers. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dings Corporation, proud innovators of products such as Fred Flange's fermented foodstuffs and Bilgewater perfume and fragrances for ladies and chimps. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. No one can hear the show. Can anybody hear the show? I'll write that down. Can anyone hear the show? Anyone here? The dang show. Maybe not. Audience of one, myself. Wunderbar. Well, you're listening to Grenache Network, or not, actually. You're not listening to Grenache Network, which is not the home of fine programs such as this one, Clobbering Time. Well, for no reason at all, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes. And, the show went tits up. Oh, and they've blocked Canada. Good news for most of our audiences. God bless you, Blog Talk. I know how Captain Smith felt.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
But first, a word from our sponsor.
Boots Randolph and the Anita Kerr Singers for Mickey's Malt Liquor.
Looks like beer. Tastes like a beer and a half. Mickey's
tastes like a beer and a half. Smooth Mickey's malt liquor, blended from three great brews and European hops. Mellow Mickey's malt liquor, aged longer. Mickey's malt liquor in its own self-opening drinking mug.
Mickey's tastes like a beer and a half. Oh, and there's our first caller. Maybe our last.
Hello, 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 hello,
hello.
Yeah, yeah, long time listener, first time caller.
Hey,
hey, hey. Say, you taking requests tonight?
Sure.
How's a bunch of blow up Long Time Radio, huh? Yeah.
Gladly.
Oh, yeah. And blow up Alabama. I hate them fuckers. Blow them up, too.
You got it, man.
Take it
away.
Get up there. Get your courses lit and get in your columns. Tight formation.
Turn it up.
push. Get that punch out there, or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Professor RJ, guys.
Invisible audience there.
I'm starting to think that might be.
Sorry to interrupt. Go ahead, sir. You're starting to
I'm
think
starting
what?
I'm starting to think that might be a record. I'm starting
no.
to suspect.
No.
I don't know.
We would never deceive our audience. It's like, I mean, like, the Count Basie band's playing that right now, live, in the background. Well, apparently, we tried to do the show and then do the fucking chat on Facebook. That part's working out, but nobody can hear the fucking show.
Yeah, yeah, same here. It did the same thing, some of the same thing was doing this 17K when I tried to listen to them last night. It stopped at a certain point, like 55 seconds, and it just stopped. That's it. Nothing.
Ah.
Bastards. Oh, no,
man.
You're holding back your money. Send him a bill.
It's on my card, man.
Oh, that's how you do it. Okay.
Fuckers, man. They're really dropping the ball on this one, man.
Oh, yeah. They're a bunch of lazy fucks, man. They never changed the most popular page. We've been something like number 16 for the past 6 months. One show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I really think they have gotten to the point where they pretty much don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it happens to all of us. Unfortunately, we're on the business end of that. And, it's going to be an exciting show without an audience. But we did have some loyal possums give the old, you know, the old college try.
Yeah, which I think is great.
That's
loyalty, baby.
We'll commemorate them in a moment. But what the hell, man? I mean, since we're here, we might as well blow something up, right?
Yeah, let's blow something up.
I think we all would like to blow something up. Let's see.
Hey, I hope this is at least.
And nobody can hear. This sucks. Who's blowing up? Well, Block Talk Radio goes without saying, right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, okay. This is like a new song.
Okay.
Spotted this at a. It's called The Middle.
The Middle.
It rhymes middle with little.
Why not?
For that reason alone.
Why the fuck not?
You know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, for that reason alone. I say blow it the fuck up. And, Block Talk Radio, consider yourself included as well.
Yeah.
There you have it. Blow it up.
Take a seat.
Oh, shit!
Rattle the desk, sat on the stairs, stay or leave.
Fuck you!
The cabinets are bare, and I'm unaware.
You feel like Woods, Bob, Rob, Rannis, get ready.
So pull me closer.
Shit, fucking clock. Fuck you in the ass,
fucking
bitch.
I can just let you go.
Fuck up,
oh, baby.
Oh!
Why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Oh!
I'm losing my mind just a little.
Oh!
Why don't you just meet me in the middle?
Learning to use it properly.
A little boy, you're gonna be sorry. A little boy, you're gonna be blue. Well, each time you broke my heart, you made me cry. No more will I try, little boy. You're gonna be sorry. A little boy, you'll never see me. A little boy, then you'll be free. Well, I'm gonna pick up where I left off, start all over again. Little boy, you're gonna be sorry.
You can't even post a comment on their page. It comes up object and valid.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Object and valid. You know, it's invalid here. Block Talk Radio is invalid here. Well, I just want to briefly thank all the people that tried to show up tonight.
Yeah.
And maybe they'll... We'll end this. We'll pull the string on this.
Yeah.
I think. Nobody's listening. But this will be, and we'll leave it here, though. As a reminder, Blog Talk blows.
They suck monkey
balls. Ted's chiming in. Hey, Ted, you already had two treats, and it's not even going to be a full show. Knock it off. It's not even a full show tonight.
Ted laid out.
Just overstepping your bounds, man. Well, we had apple cheeks, Alice.
I'm trying to find a picture of a possum flipping the bird so I can send it over to...
I think there is one somewhere, man. There is one somewhere.
I can't find it.
Anyway, the poor schmucks, I mean, the wonderful people that tried to come tonight and showed up were amongst the apple cheeks. Alice was here. Or there,
yes.
Or somewhere. He was around. Yes. And Dr. Cake,
Dr.
of course.
Cake.
Because it wasn't even a show, but she still showed.
There you go. She couldn't even say
it. Even the presence of Dr. Cake could not make it a show tonight.
Uh-uh.
That's just, I tell you, I blame anybody that voted for Bobo. Honest to God. It's all your fault, man. See what happens? That's why we can't have anything nice in this country. All right. And GT Trenton was here.
Yeah, GT Trenton.
What is he, the Beast of Barracudaville or something like that?
Okay, that sounds good. That
the
sounds
strongest
good.
Man on the internet. Yeah, the Beast of Bongo Lane or something like that. On Bongo Congo.
Yep. That's him, Bongo Congo.
Bongo Congo. Biggie Rat and Itchy Brother. Let's see. Well, and Ford Prefect was here, and he just promptly slammed the door and left. See, that was at 10:18. That was like 5 minutes ago. Ford Prefect left the building, man. I mean,
can't blame him.
Yeah, I can't blame him. You can't blame him.
Can't blame him.
Nobody's blaming nobody. But who gets to blame? It's pretty easy to figure out who's to blame here. Other than Bobo and the people that voted for him. Blog Talk Radio. And Bobo.
Yep.
And
that's
the losers
right.
that voted for him.
You got that right, Jack.
No, actually, I've been living in the future. Bobo wins again, man. Want to put another dollar on it?
Oh, no. No.
Yeah. You know what? He's going to win by one vote. He's going to win by one vote. And you know what vote? It's the one you didn't cast, my friend. That's the one that's going to put him over the top. That's right, Mr. Apathy. Looking at you.
Oh, yeah. I laid on my foot.
And speaking of Apathy, there he is. There he is, ladies and germs, the inimitable, the unconscionable Professor R. J. Gumby, Sinister Minister, Finance.
Oh yeah!
Thank you, sir,
there you go.
For being here amongst us. Ed was wonderful. There they are,
the wonderful
awesome lounge.
And Commodore Decker
as the Beaver.
Yo. We need a government with love. We need a government with love. We need a government that has love. Because a government without love will take away our jobs. Take away our benefits and our rights. But a government with love will be concerned about the people and do what's best for everyone. We need a government with love. We need a government with love. We need a government that has love. Cause a government without love will often be so corrupt that all they'll care about is money. But a government with love will listen to everyone and make just laws that will be concerned about everyone. We need a government with love. We need a government with love. We need a government that has love. We need to stand up for what's right and justice too. And we need to have a government with love.
Yeah. Thanks, Art Paul.
Yeah.
Government with love.
Art Paul.
That's what we need.
We need. What's the problem with the audience there?
They're not there.
It's the guy leaned on the buzzer, I guess, was the thing that happened there. Here they come,
you know what,
ladies
man?
And germs.
Our Paul Schlossinger, man, is the 21st century's answer to Bob Dylan.
He is. He's kind of like Bob Dylan without any of the talent, kind of.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
Yeah.
You are correct, sir.
Uh-huh. Dan Skeppy.
What do we need a stinking audience for, huh? Indeed. All righty. I don't think I gotta get up early Saturday, so I don't know if Friday Possum's in the cards.
Let it go. We should just give it a break. Give them time to catch
up.
So do something right.
Yeah, we'll hope that they get their shit together.
Uh-huh.
In the meantime, and then we'll get the gang together. We'll meet back here. Next Monday night. How's that sound?
All right, sounds like a plan.
This will be the special.
No matter what. Yeah.
What's that?
We're 86 Friday, no matter what, and we'll come back here Monday. Okay.
Yeah. The Angry Crickets. It will happen, but not this Friday. No Angry Crickets this Friday.
There you go.
Okay, so we figured that out, and keep sending those good things along there. The good music and whatnot. Commercials, you know.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That was surprising. Jerry Lewis called in earlier, and I didn't even know he had a show on Blog Talk. I don't know how he called in. I don't know how that actually, we should have had everybody call in and listen, man.
Yeah, no one does that.
Yeah. Okay, everybody's giving up.
I like that Booth Randolph commercial.
Yeah, Boots Randolph. That was great.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I'm looking down a list. Everybody's quit. Maggie C. Oh, I forgot to say Maggie C. Maggie C, of course, was the first one in the aborted chat room. So,
yeah.
Thank you for that, Maggie C. Forgot to mention that.
Maggie C.
What'd she say? She said something there. First in love, first in beer, first in the Possum Annex.
All right.
Well, I had my qualms about doing this, trying this. I had my hesitations, and I should have gone with my instinct there and said fuck it. But hey, live and learn, right?
Live and learn. What are you going to do?
Let's see if the chat will open. Oops, our engineers have been notified, and we'll get this fixed. In many cases, it will work the second time if you try again. Yeah. You know what? No.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's been like this all fucking week.
I guarantee it ain't going to work, man. So, let's hightail it out of here. All right, man. Well, I'll try. I'm not online that much because my computer, I'm not on the computer and drives me crazy to be on Facebook on a laptop. That's just going to lead me to kill somebody.
We don't want that.
I guess the other night, I don't know, Ford posted something, and I was writing this thoughtful comment, you know. Hit the wrong goddamn button, and it takes me back 3 pages. Everything I wrote was gone, and it makes you so fucking mad. You're like, what the fuck?
That's weird shit.
You know, either the damn thing's haunted, or I don't know what the fuck I'm doing, and it's probably the latter. But, you know, I'm going to believe the former, because what the hell?
Yeah.
I'm old.
It's your right.
Yeah. And that is... Well, again, thanks everybody for not coming. Trying to come. We tried to come, but, it wouldn't... Wouldn't work. Thanks for Jerry Lewis Jr. for calling in. That was fun. And jeez. Ted, that's the end of the show, man.
Well, she wrote.
We're going to pull the string here, man, and go fucking watch movies or something. Natties.
Coffee.
Right, week from today, we'll do I got to try that shit, man.
Yeah,
week
I'm telling
today.
You.
Oh, you know, I didn't even point out the my Uncle Bobo in a nutshell. What the fuck are you doing in Japan on Memorial Day wishing the Japanese Army a happy Memorial Day? You quad. How come more people didn't point that fucking out, man?
That's what I wanted to say. That's what I was going to say. You know what? That might be a bad idea.
Are you serious? I know they say it on everything, but if Obama would have done that, holy jeez.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Exactly.
Say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. And it goes!
This is the Dumont Television Network.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.